Chris Bolton.
This is Helen Reynolds.
And we're giving some learning points from the OE conference, which was in Cardiff this week.
Yeah, it was brilliant. I thought it was really inspiring.
What were your main learning points?
The first one that really struck me was Mark Schaefer, who did the morning workshop, was talking about how networking has a legitimate business value. And I kind of already knew this, but he made it really clear. He was saying just because something isn't very easy to measure doesn't mean that the impact on your business isn't huge, and how social media can increase your networking effect, I guess. So for me, that was brilliant to hear, and it was interesting as well because I'd noticed my chief exec from the organisation I work for slip in the back, and he turned up to this conference really without any kind of forewarning, and I just thought, well, actually, that's brilliant because the person that I work for is also buying into this idea that it's a legitimate and important thing to do.
I saw some of the tweets from him to that effect.
Yeah.
Good. I say, interesting one from me. Another one from what Mark was saying, it was about how small interactions on social media lead to loyalty, and it's all about that process of building trust. And I think that's got a lot of relevance in some of the work I do around knowledge exchange, where it's not about a big bang that gets you to people to trust what you've got to say. It's about providing them small, useful things that build that relationship around trust. And I think that's some of the things you can take into about give lots of things to people in small chunks and they can start to develop a trusting relationship with you and start to accept some of the information you've got to share. That was really useful for me.
Yeah, and it's social, isn't it? That's how we behave with each other, I guess.
It's not a big thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I like that too. One thing I was thinking was around Mark's concept of right information. So to get really great content, rich content, you've got to be relevant, interesting, timely and entertaining.
Yeah.
And that's quite a big formula, and if you can be all of those things, then you're going to have something, a piece of content that ignites, that goes everywhere. And I felt watching him, I'd read the book that he wrote, Return on Influence, about a year ago, more than a year ago, and I wrote some really good stuff, I think, after it. But then it's kind of tailed off, it slipped, I've let it slip, and I've become boring probably, so I got a little bit of a jolt of, inspiration and reminder that you've got to aim high, you've got to try and be entertaining, even if what you think you're doing is sometimes boring because it's your job to do every day. Actually, there's some great stuff out there.
Cool, yeah, keeping on top of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Constantly refreshing. One of the things, another Mark thing that came up for me, he was talking about where you find people, but I was actually thinking that about in the context of where you then go to share stuff with people as well. He mentioned some really interesting tools about where people are having interesting conversations using Twitter chats, Twitter lists, great, lots of people doing that, LinkedIn groups, yeah, you find people there. But then he said, actually, don't forget about this forums, there's still loads of people in forum having conversations.
Yeah.
And again, thinking back to sort of knowledge transfer, is actually finding out where all those good conversations are happening, that it's quite easy to do, to sit there, to have a look around, and it gives you so much rich information in such a short space of time. And I think that's a really useful tool for anyone working in knowledge management, research, get the fresh stuff early, and go where people are having these conversations.
It's interesting, because if you do a Google search and ask a question, I find I'll start putting in what is, and then you'll get all these weird questions that are in the Yahoo groups.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know why I haven't kind of, before you said that and before we were talking about it at the conference, I hadn't made that link of, that's a great place to go, isn't it?
Fantastic
to find out
research,
where people are asking questions.
And dig in then, and that's where you can go and share stuff and try to influence if that's what you're into.
Yeah.
That was quite an eye-opener for me.
Definitely for me as well. Trying to think of one. Yeah, what was interesting, I thought, as well, was around this idea of the product and how you make it interesting. Mm-hmm. And we were talking at the conference, Mark was saying about Coca-Cola.
Mm.
I'd seen their brilliant video that's about digital storytelling ages ago. Thought it was great. But what he was saying is, look at Coca-Cola. It's a product that hasn't changed and will never change. And they still manage to make that product relevant for every generation that comes along. And I know that because I'm obsessed with Diet Coke. I think it's brilliant, and I drink far more than I should. but that's an absolutely brilliant point. No matter where you work, what what more can you ask for than, I work for a council, there's so much interesting stuff going on, things do change, that actually makes an interesting story. So if Coca-Cola can do it with a brown drink that's always going to stay the same, we can do it with a great county.
With so much, and so much rich content as well, changing constantly.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, my final thing was Pippa Davis spoke about, which is not entirely a social media type thing, but it was just such a fantastic example of turning something on its head, and it was the illustration she gave about using some different thinking of when her husband Di was managing the Stranglers back in the 1970s, he bought the back page of newspapers, put a full page advert that looked like the front page, and they got sent out into circulation, and half the news agents in the country put the back page facing upwards, and everyone thought the Stranglers were on the front page, and hey, the Stranglers so become famous. Which the best bit was Di afterwards saying, I didn't realise she had that picture. But that was great fun, I think.
Oh, it was so good. And because before she told that story as well, the image was up there, wasn't it? I think it was the front cover of the NME, and I just saw Stranglers on the NME. That's all it is, but it's an advert.
Back
it's
page.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Really good. So very clever.
I've got to find that. I say Di's working for it as well.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's great. I'd like to say we're not sponsored by Coca-Cola.
No, but if you want to send me some free Coca-Cola, please.
Right. Great. Thank you.
Thanks. Cheers.